The update at 7 is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 45 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the world marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, indirect talks between Hamas and Israel have begun in Egypt on ending the war in Gaza. The government shutdown affecting millions of us, but mostly hurting federal workers who aren't getting paid, including those who scan luggage and direct planes and air traffic control towers, as the fight in Washington drags on.
The staffing shortages triggering delays at major airports across the country, including Newark, Denver, and Phoenix. Smaller airports could also be affected. The Transportation Department says funds for the program that allows air carriers to service rural areas will expire next week.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. The Vatican has announced Pope Leo's first trip. He will travel to Turkey and Lebanon at the end of November. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been handed out to two researchers studying quantum mechanical tunneling. This is ABC News. Rescue operations continue on Mount Everest after hundreds of climbers became trapped during a surprise blizzard.
At one point, up to 1,000 people were stranded. According to state media, rescue teams and hundreds of villagers managing to get around 350 of the hikers down from the mountain. This woman says she hiked 5 hours through thigh-deep snow to get out, calling the thunder and lightning that came with the snow truly frightening. At more than 29,000 feet, Everest is the highest peak in the world, straddling China, Nepal, and Tibet. The hikers are stuck near the eastern face, the Tibetan side, at 16,000 feet.
ABC's Marcus Moore says hundreds of climbers are still up there, need to be evacuated to safety. Bill Nye, the science guy, joined colleagues and space advocates on Capitol Hill this week, calling for keeping NASA's funding intact. President Trump's planning to cut the NASA budget by about a quarter next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Big savings are waiting during the fall filter sale at Napa in Richland Center and Boscobel. Now through the 15th, bring in your filter list and grab the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil and filters while the deals are hot. Plus, check out Milwaukee Tools along with heated coats and vests, perfect for the season ahead. Don't miss out. Sale ends the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Napa know-how.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14, Spring Green today.
From breakfast through dinner, Muscatine Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza offer something for every meal. Customers can start their day with a hot, cheesy breakfast pizza, enjoy a hearty hunk of pizza at lunchtime, and bring home a delicious 12-inch pizza with wings for dinner. Known for friendly hometown service, this local favorite treats every guest like family. While there, visitors can also fill up with top-quality fuel. Orders can be called in ahead at 739-3733 for quick pickup. Muscatine Mini Mart remains the community's trusted stop for great food, welcoming faces, and more.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Forecast details coming up and another clue in the 4-H medallion hunt for today. It's right around the bend here on WRCO on this Tuesday morning get-together. A day after a Brewer win 7-3 over the Cubs last night.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Lawyer talk. Lawyers can talk down to you, get you confused, and still not answer your questions. And then they charge you for the confusion. I like talking with people, helping them think through their questions, and answering them in a simple way. I hate lawyer talk, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality, comfort, and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Before buying a UTV, check out the lineup of Segway UTVs. The 44-horsepower UT6 starts at $94.99. 105-horsepower UT10 starts at $12,499. The amazing UT10 crew is only $16,499. There is 0% for 36 months financing. All Segway UTVs haul 1,000 pounds and tow 2,500 pounds. Let a Segway UTV be part of your play and heavy work. See the full line of Segway UTVs at the Homesteader Store.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the upper 60s today. For tonight, lows of around 34 with widespread frost. A frost advisory issued for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties for early tomorrow morning. Wednesday's high, 61. Thursday, 66. A bit warmer toward the weekend, near 70 Friday and 72 on Saturday. The air is calm in Richland Center. Right now we're at 45 degrees. That is so far the overnight low.
Every time I'm chasing this neon rainbow, some
Lainey Wilson on WRCO Radio, somewhere over Laredo. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. The Richland County 4-H medallion hunt continues this week. Yesterday was kind of the introductory clue. It went like this. Good morning, Richland County. The sun is high. It's time to hunt, so don't be shy. Stretch your legs, take a peek. Your first clue hides where nature speaks. That was clue one. Now, here we go for day two. Grab your shoes. Let's hit the track. Over hills and along the back. Twist and turn. Don't miss the bend. Your next clue waits where trails might end. One more time. Grab your shoes. Let's hit the track. Over hills and along the back. Twist and turn. Don't miss the bend. Your next clue waits where trails might end. The Richland County 4-H medallion is hidden somewhere within our fine county, and there are instructions on the medallion of what to do when found, but the winner will win some great prizes from Richland County 4-H and should contact Richland County Extension as soon as you find that. So keep us posted there, and good luck, all of you hunters, as you search for the medallion this year. 12 minutes after 7, it's Quizzy Poo Day today. Wow, we'll dive into that in just a little bit.
A little garden, we watered it all spring so we could have tomatoes, onions, hot peppers and things. I made you pretty picnics with all the things we grew, but you said that you weren't hungry. Then I found out that you were going dumpster diving. This ain't gonna last. Baby, you like trash. Well, the moral of this story, though it's sad and it's a sin, is don't give that man your diamonds. He'll trade them in for tin. Love is rare and precious. Hold on to your joy. Save it for someone that's true. Don't waste it on a boy. He'll just go dumpster diving. Get out of there fast. Dumpster diving. He's digging around for trash. Dumpster diving. Oh, this ain't gonna last. Dumpster diving. 'Cause baby, you like trash.
Well, that's a sad song. Brennan Lee and Dumpster Diving. There you go. Good luck with that. Old Hank, I think he's done a little bit of that, looking for some expired things for his 2:30 a.m. cooking. Some things to celebrate today. You Matter to Me Day. It is National Propane Day. Good time to be thinking about that for winter time. It's National Fruit at Work Day today. Take an apple along. I think we have some in the break room there. Let's see. National Inner Beauty Day, right? It's Forgiveness and Happy Day. It's Bathtub Day. Celebrate accordingly there. Take your rubber ducky and go. It's National Flower Day, observed annually on October 7th, and National Chocolate-Covered Pretzel Day. There you go. Some special holidays on Tuesday, October 7th. Here's Luke Combs.
I've been gone for a little too long. I've been waiting on the drummer to kick off a comeback song. I've been waiting.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where every broadcast feels like Sunday dinner with your radio on.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more, perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take-and-bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
From managing chronic lung conditions to providing emergency care in our critical access hospital, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has an elite team of respiratory therapists helping patients of all ages to breathe easier. From the first breath to the last and every breath in between, they are here for you. If you have any sort of breathing issue, talk to your primary care provider about a referral. They never take your breath for granted.
It's Tuesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Because nothing says I'm sorry like flowers bigger than your mistake. And Julie Karen State Farm, keeping you covered when life takes a left turn down a gravel road. And you know what Tuesday means. It's Quizzy Poo Day for Phil. Hank's got the questions, and you and Phil probably have the wrong answers. Together, we'll all wonder why we didn't study harder in fifth grade. So tune in for some laughs, a little nonsense, and just enough updates to make you sound smart at the coffee shop. Tuesday's Roundup, where fun is mandatory and the correct answers are optional.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
That's it. You're cut off.
Well, there you go. That.
All right.
Not the first time, buddy.
No. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Not bad.
We got more rain last night in Boscobel. It was wet this morning, and we needed it.
Well, we had 16 100ths. That's no more than Annie the cat going outside.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, you know what?
Tinkling.
A drop's a drop.
Yeah, that's all right. It settled the dust a little bit.
So anyway, I've, you know, my mole hunting.
Right.
I've got a device that I've ordered.
Really?
Yes.
Did you order it from Acme?
No.
That's where the Roadrunner and the Coyote gets his stuff.
Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Close.
No, I got
Did you get
this
one of those black holes you can throw on the cliff and then you can run through yes, the tunnel?
Except for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a frog gig.
A frog gig?
You ever seen these things?
No.
A frog gig is, they're usually on about a 12 to 16 foot pole. And you gig frogs with them in the pond.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, and they're really sharp at the end.
I wasn't associating that with moles.
So. Yeah, well, I wasn't either until I figured out something that, you know.
Oh.
So, and these have three prongs on it, all right?
Okay.
That's not enough. It's not wide enough. So I ordered one with five prongs, and it has the little, once you stick it in, it rips the meat coming out.
Oh.
So I got one with five. This baby is 7 inches long.
Wow.
And you put it on a pole and...
Right there.
Right.
Huh. I want to be there to broadcast that.
Yeah, I'm still having caught.
Because I think you're going to... still having caught. I think you're just going to dig up your yard and...
But they're really small.
They're laughing at you.
Yeah. It looks like a huge fork.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, Henry is... Henry's tools for his moles.
Wow.
My dad said, why do you even fight them, son?
Right.
I said... He goes, they're just going to keep coming. And I said, I'll keep fighting.
Exactly.
I'll keep fighting.
Fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a little dry. You could have probably used the garden hose and softened up your yard a little more so they could dig better. Because it's got to
I did that.
It's tough work.
Yeah, it's tough work for them.
Yeah.
But that's all, folks.
So listen, last week
there
was quite the discrepancy on the whole Aunt Bee thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really culminated on Saturday. I knew we'd really hit a nerve because there was a...
It was a sign.
There was a car coming through the parade.
It was in a UTV.
And they held out a cardboard sign.
What did it say,
Phil? It said it was a fridge hanger.
Oh.
They held that out the window.
But you know what's funny, Phil?
It was awesome. I'm like, there we go. The public has spoken in a parade.
Let me tell you this one. All right. So I was in the Riverdale parade on Friday.
Right.
Okay. And the police of chief. From Muscadet, okay?
The police of chief.
Chief of police.
Oh, yeah, chief police.
Yeah, whatever. I'm tongue-tied. He said, Henry, you are right. He goes, because that episode made those cookies or made those pickles famous. And that's what I'm trying to get. It's not, they didn't make an episode of her fried chicken or anything else. The pickles were the famous one. That's you can think what you want, but you know what?
Look up specialty. Look up specialty.
It is. It was her specialty during that show, and that made her famous. That made those pickles, kerosene pickles, famous.
Okay.
Not happening, Phil. You're not getting a fridge hanger.
Man.
And for that, and for all of everybody's things, you're not getting a fridge hanger today.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Actually, these are pretty good. These are all true false, though.
All right.
And it's weird things you can buy on Amazon.
Ah! Along with mole stickers or whatever you got there. All right.
But two of them are on crazy laws.
Okay.
All right. Number one, there is a Nicolas Cage pillow that reveals his face when you brush the sequins the right way. True or false?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Number two, you can buy a banana-shaped phone case that actually smells like a banana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Number three, someone really sells a horse head squirrel feeder. Okay. Someone really sells a horse head squirrel feeder that makes squirrels look like they are tiny galloping horses when they're.
What? That's something.
Yeah. It's different.
All right.
All right. Number four, you can buy bacon scented underwear.
Boy. You've been looking those up, have you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Number five. There's a product called the Euro Club. U-R-O Club. Euro? Is that your Euro Club? My brother probably has this one. A club, a golf club that you can secretly pee in during a round.
Jeepers. For the person that has everything.
Yes, yes.
Huh. All right.
I have three of them. But anyway, a company once sold laptop pants, jeans with a built-in keyboard, and a touch pad. There's a product called the Euro... Or I'm sorry. A company once called laptop pants.
All right.
All right. What number are we on?
Seven.
Amazon sells emergency underpants in a 10. I've got four of those.
Yeah, anyway, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. Yep.
You can order a tiny T-Rex costume for your chicken.
Oh, really? All right.
Number 9. In Texas, you must have a hunting license to shoot a buffalo from a hotel's second-story window.
All right.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, if it's true.
Yeah. In Kentucky, number 10, in Kentucky, it's illegal to marry the same man more than 3 times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, buddy. What do you think you got?
I don't know. You know, true and false, I have 50-50 chance.
You have a 50-50
getting
chance.
5. I'm going to say that I'm going to get 6 this time.
Really?
Yeah.
You think Henry's really buffaloed
you? Yeah, there's some of them I think I got buffaloed on.
And I'm sure it'll be under protest.
Well, we'll see.
And here's the thing.
We'll see, won't we?
Well, I'm sure. All right. Number 1, there is a Nicolas Cage pillow that reveals its face when you brush the sequins the right way.
True.
It is true. And it's really sad how you answered that. That was really fast. It's real, it's shiny, and it's deeply unsettling.
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah.
Good night, Nicholas.
Are you going to get one of those?
No.
Okay, I just thought maybe you would. You,
I got one to fill me.
Oh, yeah. Talk about unsettling.
Yeah, some molasses.
Yeah.
Molasses.
Yeah.
You can buy a banana-shaped phone case that actually smells like a banana.
That's got to be true.
No, it's false.
No!
here's why. You can buy a banana-shaped phone case. All right, but they don't come with this fresh.
Oh,
yet,
boy, yet.
So when they do, it'll be true.
Right. Remember the old books that were scratch and sniff, where you scratch them.
You ever find yourself in Walmart and Walmart scratching the auto, air fresheners for your car?
Oh, air fresheners. Yeah. No.
Yeah. I do that when I'm.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I never buy them.
Yeah, you wipe a little bit under your arms.
Yeah, I do a little bit. Yeah. It saves me a lot.
I bet it does.
Like the pine tree.
Oh yeah.
I would put that all over you. Smell like a good pine tree.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They get really mad at me.
Do they?
Yeah, because I open the package.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah. Someone really sells a horse head squirrel feeder that makes squirrels look like tiny galloping horses.
That's so weird. It's got to be true.
It's true. It's both disturbing and majestic. I didn't really get
you mad. Well, you never know.
You never know.
Don't knock it until you see it, right?
You can buy bacon scented underwear.
Well, I started with false and I changed it to true.
It is true.
Is it true? Okay. Because
you got a pound of them.
Speaking of disturbing.
Yeah. Why would you want bacon scented underwear?
I have no idea.
I mean, seriously. My name is Crispy Bacon.
Crispy Bacon?
No, okay. Crisp. Crisp.
Crisp.
P.
Crisp. He. P.
Chris P. Bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's my fake name. Oh. It's my stage name.
Oh, that is. That's your stage name. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. What number one? Number 5. There's a product called Euro Club, a golf club you can secretly pee in during a round.
I said true.
It is true. Oh, complete with the tower for privacy. Golf just got weirder. It is.
You put a little... shield around.
I guarantee you my brother has this.
Really?
I guarantee he does.
Wow.
If not, he will.
Yeah. Because I know some years ago they came up with it was like a porta potty that you have a backpack, and then if you're standing in a long line and you have to go, you just pull a string and it just forms this porta potty, and then you can just go right there and then
good luck with that.
And then fold it back up.
Fold it back up and put it back on your back. Yeah, I don't have one of them.
Boy, yeah. I need one for spring sports.
I'll get you one. Yeah, right. Maybe two.
Yeah, exactly. About the fourth inning on a 35-degree day,
Which one should I use today?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, buddy. A company once sold laptop pants, jeans with a built-in keyboard and a touchpad.
I was trying to figure out how that would work. Yeah. I said false.
It is false.
All right.
Thankfully, that's just a Photoshop joke, but... Give tech bros a year. Give them a year. They'll have that.
Probably.
Amazon sells emergency underpants in a tin.
That's got to be true.
It is true. Compact, convenient, and possibly the best gag gift ever.
There you go. Oh, boy.
You can order tiny T-Rex costumes for your chickens.
It's got to be true.
It is true, because Jurassic Park clearly needed a farm addition. Hey, have you ever seen those? They're really cute.
Oh,
they're really. The guy walks around, a little chicken walks around with a T-Rex.
You got to catch the chicken first to put the costume on, though. That'd be kind of hard, I would think.
Not really. Some chickens come right to them.
Do it? Really?
Yes. Huh. In Texas, you must have a hunting license to shoot a buffalo from a hotel's second window or second story window.
That's got
to
be true.
You know what? Why?
It's one of those old laws on the book for some reason.
True, it's specifically written after someone actually did it.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm sure. In Kentucky, it's illegal to marry the same man more than three times.
That's got to be true.
It's true. After three tries, even the state gives up on you.
Oh, boy.
What'd you get,
buddy?
You
didn't make enough mistakes marrying them twice.
Yeah. The state going, no, I'm done with it.
Yeah, exactly. Nine right.
Hey, not a bad. Let's see. What number
did
you get?
Same as last
week.
Which
ones you get?
The second one wrong.
You can buy a banana-shaped phone case that actually smells like a banana.
Yeah, that sounded true.
Yeah, it did sound true.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh well,
I'm sure someone's going to go out there.
It's not under protest.
Not yet.
No. Uh-oh. Until Joanne walked in.
Yep, it's now under protest.
What's up?
No, it's not under protest. I have something off. Three items or less. Hess, who was undefeated in our fantasy football team, went down last night.
All right.
Who beat him?
I beat him 301 to 255.
Wow.
Wow. Sports update. WRCO.
Congratulations. Late breaking. That overshadowed the Brewer went over the Cubs there, you know?
Not really.
Adam Hess went down. Huh?
Well, not really.
It was a nice win.
It was a nice win. Mm-hmm. A nice win for Granny Joanne's.
Well, Granny Joanne's a Cub fan, but she didn't say too much this morning when she walked in, did she?
No, not at all.
No. But, but I've learned over the years not to brag, though.
Do you have the scores for everybody there?
Well, let's see.
Let's see here. Did you win, Phil?
No, I don't think so. I think I lost by a couple of points to Big Bad Bo, who is bringing up the rear.
Yes.
So. Late breaking.
Chris Simonson, the Blue River Wombats, defeated Michael Hernan dual threat 320 to 300.
Well, that was close.
Bo got his first win.
Yeah, I told you.
The Don Rosen Fan Club defeated the Poochies, Phil Neese team, 280 to 272.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I went down.
Henry.
Yeah, I go down.
You got clobbered.
Imagine that.
Mr. Fabulous's Fighters defeated the Porcelain Skid Marks, Benny Brasty, 421 to 297.
Oh, boy, that's too bad.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's all.
I got to go.
That's all we're going to say about that.
Be kind.
All right. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
This day in history, the first moving assembly line began operation at the Ford Motor Company Factory Park in Highland Park, Michigan. The first moving assembly line, 1916, most lopsided victory in college football history. Georgia Tech defeated Cumberland 222 to nothing. They must not have had the second half
35-point mercy clock in that game. Oh, unless they scored them all in the first half, that could have been two. Some notes on this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Elena Kratzenberg and Grace Josem. Also from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, we salute Wyatt Annan, Shannon Baumkamp, Mary Gerhart, Perry Irish, and Dan McCormick. Happy anniversary, DJ and Teresa Adams, and Tony and Shannon Baumkamp as well. Best wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier to Liz Niemeyer. Sing pretty happy birthday to her today. And also, let's see, happy anniversary, Cal and Julie Lewis. Happy birthday, Amy Bindle, from your friends Bob and Heidi Shear. RC Lions today saluting Brian Clarson, Ashley Durst, Colin Sharp, Amy Bindle, Brent Parker, and Rich Gunderson. Happy anniversary, Tim and Mandy Oman, and Brandon and Annalique Mott. Have a great day today from the RC Lions. In Richland Center, all the best to Ashley Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also from Lori and the gang. Happy birthday today, belated style, to a wonderful husband, uncle, and papa, Ron Granger. Lots of love, Barb, Ryan, Jada, Isla, Sawyer, Brianna, Caden, Eliana, Isabella, Brooklyn, and Caleb. We hope that you had a good day yesterday. To Derek Kalish, happy birthday from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Addison Schmidt, happy birthday from St. Mary's School. Happy first birthday to Grandpa's girl, Mason Marie Marshall. From Grandpa Greg, love you so much. To Dustin Jurgensen, the Bear Valley Bruisers, and the crew from Tall Tom's Tavern, wishing you all the best today. Happy birthday to Jason Wancurl from the Durst Cousins, to Bugs Bindle from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Happy wishes to Dustin Jurgensen and Liz Niemeyer from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy birthday to a wonderful person today, to Michael. Have a great day today from Isabel. And happy anniversary to our son and daughter-in-law, DJ Adams and Teresa Goplin. Love from Pappy and Mom.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. We'll be back to check sports next hour, and we have trivia as well. And Joanne has the news coming up next. Have a great Tuesday.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 43 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Partly cloudy to sunny and a bit breezy today, a high of 67. Tonight, clear and cold, areas of frost late, most widespread in the northern section. Patches of fog in the River Valley also, with a low of 34. A frost advisory is in effect for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. In an update from Pine Valley Community Village, it has been announced that the water supply has been tested and confirmed safe for all uses following recent concerns regarding the presence of bacteria in the system. The most recent water testing, completed in collaboration with local public health authorities and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, shows no detectable bacteria and the water is fully compliant with all state and federal safety standards. Effective immediately, residents, staff, and visitors may safely use the facility's water for drinking, cooking, and hygiene. During the precautionary period, Pine Valley took immediate action to ensure the safety and comfort of all residents, including providing bottled water for drinking and hygiene needs, coordinating with environmental health and public utility experts, conducting system flushing and disinfection in accordance with state guidelines, and completing multiple rounds of laboratory testing to confirm water safety. Pine Valley is grateful for the patience and understanding of its residents, families, and staff during this time. The health and safety of our residents are always the top priority. The water supply will continue to be monitored as part of its ongoing commitment to safety and regulatory compliance. A community forum was held in Richland Center last week to update residents about the Richland School District, Simons Recreation Complex, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, the City of Richland Center, and Richland County. Steve Board serves as the Richland School District Administrator. He is happy with how the partnership with the city and county have made a positive impact on the school district.
We've worked very closely with the City of Richland Center a few years ago in establishing our community resource officer program. Working with Chief Jones and the city administrator and the mayor and the city council to have a community resource officer in our schools makes our schools much more safe. It makes our schools a place where students and staff have a connection with the law enforcement. So often there are families and children where their only interaction with law is negative. And so by having someone right there in our schools that can work with students in a positive way, it's just been wonderful. We're also currently working with the city on Hive Drive. The school district owned Hive Drive for several years leading up to the high school. That was transferred over to the city. And we're working closely with the city and trying to get a sidewalk and lights going up Hive Drive to be able to connect the sidewalk from Highway 14 at the intersection all the way up to the high school property. I think that that's a great win if that can come to fruition. We've also worked very closely with the county as it relates to the MOU that we have for our gym space and our fields next to the high school. We had a shortage of gym space, and so having that MOU in place and having a place for our students to be able to go and practice after school activities and have the space adjacent to the gymnasium available as well is a tremendous win. We're also working very closely with Simons on trying to get all of our third graders to get some swimming lessons yet this school year. And that's a collaboration that would not happen if we wouldn't have the connections and the partnerships that we all have up here.
Board also gave an update on the capital improvements being done at the district, thanks to residents who approved the referendum.
Primary school has had a lot of construction going on this past summer. We did a lot of parking lot work and exterior work, new bus loops, new parent pickups. That seems to be going very well. Air conditioning was installed. There's four kindergarten classrooms that, if you remember, they were sinking. In fact, the walls were literally 8 to 12 inches pulled away from the rafters. Okay, and so that was part of what we needed to fix. And so those four classrooms were demolished, removed, dug down 12 feet, replaced bad soil with good soil, built the foundation back up. That was scheduled to be done somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas. We had a little bit of a setback here right before school started. There was an accident with some trusses that were being set, fell and collapsed. Fortunately, just so fortunate that no one got seriously injured with that, but it did set us back a couple of weeks. So we're aiming a little bit more towards the first part of December or into the Christmas break to be able to move those kindergarten classrooms back into the newly developed classrooms. At the intermediate school, the majority of the work that is getting done there will happen next summer. There is some work that happened this summer as it related to just some infrastructure during the school year. They're going to be working on remodeling the restrooms. They've added a restroom down on the south end of the building near the gymnasium. And then once that is fully up and running, which should be around November 1st, then they will be able to systematically and strategically shut down other restrooms throughout the building, one at a time, to be able to renovate those. So by the time the school year is over, we're hoping to have all of the restrooms completed. But the vast majority of the things that are happening at the intermediate school will happen next summer. High school, some upgrades to our auditorium. We're working out a timeline for that right now. That's a very specific skill set. And so we're hoping to try to get some of the work done during the school year, working around not only the concerts and events that our school district has, but also the events that our community is used to having in our auditorium. We want to make sure that we can accommodate as many or all of them if possible. So we're working with the contractors to try to get as much of that done in between performances. And then again, the exterior and a lot of the restrooms will be done at the high school next summer.
Steve Board also shared good news about enrollment in the Richland School District after implementing some new programs.
When you take our graduating class from 2025 and you replace it with our 4K grades, we were going to be down 45 students. If everybody in our district just stayed where they were at, we were going to decline 45 students by graduating 45 students more than we were bringing in 4K. Our enrollment numbers on the third Friday count are plus 25 over 24-25's number, which is a 70 student swing, 70 students that we were able to get back this school year. Our open enrollment out last year was 251 students choosing school elsewhere, 216. That's 35 students that live in our school district that we were able to get back to our school districts. That's about $200,000 of revenue, just to kind of put that in perspective.
While that is good news, Board said that they still have a long way to go. A UTV crash leads to an arrest. The Grant County Communications Center was notified of a single UTV crash with entrapment on County G near Old Blue River Road in Muscadet Township Friday night around 9. Sheriff's deputies, along with Muscadet Fire and Muscadet EMS units, were dispatched to the scene. When emergency crews arrived on scene, they learned the driver was trapped but not injured and had to be extricated from the UTV by the Muscadet Fire Department. During the investigation, it was determined that Leanne Loffenberg, 60 of Muscadet, was operating the UTV southbound on County G when she lost control of the UTV, causing it to roll onto its side into the ditch line. During the investigation, Loffenberg showed signs of impairment. As a result, Leanne Loffenberg was arrested for operating a UTV while under the influence of an intoxicant, first offense. Hundreds of citations and dozens of arrests at this year's Oktoberfest in La Crosse. La Crosse police confirmed Monday that they issued 229 citations and arrested 50 people over the weekend. Over half of those citations were for underage drinking. They also dealt with a 60-person fight, people stealing manhole covers, a person who fought with cops trying to arrest them, and someone who nearly fell into the Mississippi River. In total, the department handled over 1,100 calls for service, double their normal amount. Two people have been arrested after hundreds of animals are rescued from a Wisconsin Dells area property. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Lawrence and Amy Thomas face numerous animal neglect charges. On Friday, the Sheriff's Office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats. The animals were surrendered to authorities and are now with numerous animal welfare organizations and shelters. A fundraising milestone in the race for Wisconsin's next governor. As originally reported by Spectrum News Wisconsin, the campaign of Republican 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany announced Monday that it's raised $100 million, less than 2 weeks after officially launching. In a statement, Tiffany said Democrats are propped up by Hollywood millionaires and coastal elites, while his campaign is building a grassroots movement in the state. The campaign of Republican candidate Washington County Executive Josh Shulman had raised just over $425,000 between entering the race in May and the July campaign finance report to the State Ethics Commission. The next campaign finance filing deadline with the commission is on January 15th.
Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com. Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Tuesday, October 7th. Dwayne C. Frelick, age 83, died September 29th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne C. Frelick, age 83. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday, September 30th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died September 27th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova, died suddenly Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 o'clock Sunday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Peace talks between Israel and Hamas are resuming at an Egyptian resort city on this, the two-year anniversary of the militant group's surprise attack that triggered the bloody conflict. A federal judge blocking the Trump administration's efforts to send National Guard troops to Portland, Illinois, and Chicago, suing to stop the Guard from coming to that state. However, says ABC's Peter Haralambos,
it's a bit of a tightrope in terms of what a city can actually do to impede federal law enforcement and the National Guard, and what the Trump administration will theoretically do in response.